Pay attention to me. This is very important. I cannot describe to you the amount of trouble both you and I would get into if you did not take these lessons to heart. I know you're having a hard time learning all the rules and what is expected of you, but this is your life now. You are a servant of the royal family. This means that certain behavior will be expected of you. The first lesson, it's fairly easy. It's just how to properly wear your robe. As a servant, you are expected to wear one of the robes in your closet every day. They are made of wonderful fabric and only in the most brilliant colors. Unless specified, you may pick out whatever color you want to wear for the day. Today, since it's your first time doing this, I'll help you out. Undress for me while I grab something. Wait. Are you blushing? Aw, that's quite all right. I find it endearing that you flush so easily. It can be seen as an attractive quality to have such a shy servant. While you being shy is a cute quality, this isn't the time for you to be so focused on your modesty, so stop covering up. Lift up your arm and slip it into this dark robe. I picked a darker color for you today since you are learning, and if you happen to spill or mess up, the stains won't show as easily. And it feels soft, right? Told you the fabric was good. Now the other arm. Perfect. Let me get a good look at you. The sleeves hang nicely, not too long or short, and it comes to your mid-thigh, just enough to tease. I'll let the tailors know they did an exquisite job. The royals are going to love how your body looks in this piece. Every morning when you wake up, there is a particular way that you are going to tie this around your robe. The reason why all servants wear robes with ties around their waist is, I'm sure you can guess it, but you are expected to be available for the royals to use whenever they please. This means if they are in a meeting and you are cleaning and then they summon you, you must go. Or if you're washing the floor and the queen wants you to give her oral, you're going to stop washing the floor, you will service the queen, and then go back to cleaning. People of our kingdom would kill for an opportunity like this, though. You should consider yourself lucky. Sorry. I got distracted for a moment. Shall I get back to explaining how to tie the tie? We take this piece of silk and wrap it around your waist, just like this. Make sure it is right above your hips so that it accentuates your waist. Double check the length of the fabric, like this, to make sure they're even. Using your right hand, drape the right side of the fabric over the left, as if you're going to tie a regular knot. You are not going to tie a knot in the regular way, though. That is not tidy nor seen as attractive. Take this piece and push it underneath, behind the left side, and then it'll go out behind but come out on top. Pull it through like this. There. How does it feel? Using this piece right here, you're going to make a loop just like this. Do you see what I'm doing? Perfect. Take the other side of the sash and bring it from the back of the loop to the front of the loop. Now, the final step is fairly simple. Using the right side of the silk, you are to pull it under the loop and then through this hole and as tightly as you want. Word of advice, don't make the bow too tight. If it's too tight, you won't be able to get it off, and you also could cut off your breathing. You can't do your servant duties if you can't move freely or breathe properly. Take a deep breath for me. That's good. Breathing okay? Look at yourself in the mirror. This is how you should look for your morning duties every day. Since this knot is a bit complicated, I will help you with it for the first week, but I can only do the first week. After that, you are on your own. Do you know why you are asked to do this specific tie? It's for a multitude of reasons. The first one is because it keeps the robe closed. That's a simple one. The second reason is because it allows for the royals to catch glimpses of you all day. Your chest? It's a bit exposed. The clavicle? It's on display. If you're bending over, well, it will just barely cover that perky ass of yours. And if you're walking quickly, we will be able to catch a glimpse of your genitals. The third and final reason is because this type of bow, it's the most attractive to the royals and the easiest for them to get off. It isn't the easiest for us to tie, but we're not here to complain. Are you blushing again? I hope that is something that this place will not rob you of. You look stunning when your cheeks are all red like this. And it happens so easily, too. Has this always been something that you do? Or is it just because you are so close to me, and I'm touching you, and I'm tying you up? The darker toned robe really makes the flush on your cheeks pop. I don't think that you will be able to hide how embarrassed you are. The royals will simply adore making you red all over. It's in their nature. Just between you and me, the queen is a bit of a sadist. She loves to make her servants cry out in pain. I'm a bit curious to see what your face will look like as you're crying. I've worked at the castle a long time, and we get the innocent type like you here quite often. Usually within a few months, the king breaks them of it. While the queen likes to hurt the servants she plays with, the king likes to have someone constantly on his dick. If you are on cockworming duty for the day, there will be a note slipped under your door. There is one more part of my duties as head of the staff in this castle. Can you guess what it is? Aw, such a cute little thing you are. My job, besides making sure you are ready to serve the royals, is to give you a grade on all of your skills. Where you excel, where you lack, what you enjoy, what you don't, so on and so forth. This week, think of me as your sexual tutor. Since you are all properly dressed up now, let's see how responsive you are. How does my warm finger feel, caressing your cheek? It seems you are enjoying it since you're leaning into the touch. Look at me. Notice the pressure of my thumb on your lower lip. I want you to suck it in. Don't just let it hang there. Suck on it. I'm going to check on something. Don't stop sucking on my thumb. That is much. I can feel how turned on you are. You like following orders. That'll do you good here. Let go. Relax yourself. I'm just going to straddle you to have better leverage, more access to your eager body. You're not uncomfortable, right? Exactly what I wanted to hear. How will you respond to this? I didn't give you permission to touch me. Now I have to keep your hands above your head. Let's add a bit of grinding on your hips. Someone really likes that. I heard that noise you made. You have permission to be as loud or quiet as you want. Don't hold anything from me. I want to hear all those pretty little noises you make. How does it feel to have my delicate lips all over your sensitive neck? I want to see how sensitive those perky nipples are. Do they like to be twisted? Flicked? Do you prefer being twisted? Bitten? Sucked on? So fucking responsive. I bet you are loving every second of this. You just love being teased. the queen is going to enjoy that aspect of you very much. This time, I don't want you to just take my thumb in your mouth. I want you to tease this finger. Look at me and lick around it. Yeah, that's perfect. Now suck it in. This is a gorgeous look for you. Now move it in and out of your mouth while you suck. Show me something I can report back to the king. Yeah, just like that. Let go. Such an eager servant. Let's test your oral skills somewhere else. Stay laying down. I am going to climb on top of your face, and I'm going to ride it. You are going to eat me out until I come at least once. If you can't make me come, then I'll just have to teach you exactly how. Since you were so eager to show me your oral skills with my fingers, this shouldn't be too much of a problem for you, should it? And considering how turned on you are right now, I'm sure you will want to please me. I am currently the one deciding if you get to orgasm or not. If you make me come, I'll be nice to you and make you come. I won't always be this generous, but it's your first day, so I'll be nice.
No. Circles. There you go. Yeah. There you go. It seems you are good with your tongue. Right there, yes. Yes. Fuck. So good. Keep licking. I didn't tell you you could stop, did I? Go. There you go. Fuck. Yes. I'm gonna have to make note of this. You're very good with your tongue. Fuck. You eat pussy so well. Makes me wonder how you're gonna do with cock. Fuck. Ah. Yeah, faster. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. You're doing so good. Oh, fuck right there, yeah. Make me come. Come on. Don't you want to get your orgasm too? Fast. Keep looking. I didn't say you could stop just because I came. No. Now suck it. Suck on it. Make sure it's nice and clean. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. You definitely pass for being able to make someone come with your tongue, at least when your face is being ridden. But there's so many other ways that you're gonna have to give oral. Can't wait to test them all out.